Nearly 3 months after the Capitol riot in the United States, the symbolic cornerstone of American democracy has come under attack once again. A vehicle crashed into a security barrier overnight, striking two police officers, and the suspect then lunged towards the enforcers with a knife, was eventually shot dead. One of those officers succumbed to his injuries, and the other said to be in a stable condition in the hospital. The officer slain has been identified as William Evans, an 18-year-old veteran of the 18-year veteran of the U.S. Capitol Police Force. The entry point here on Constitution Avenue, that's where the vehicle struck the barricade, is one that is frequently used by U.S. senators and their staff. The U.S. President Joe Biden says both he and the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, they are heartbroken to learn of this violent attack. The Bidens had just departed the White House for Camp David to spend the Easter holiday when that incident occurred. The White House flag has been lowered to half-mast in honor of the fallen officer. The authorities have identified 25-year-old Indiana native Noah Green as the suspect. He had posted on social media in the weeks before this attack. He had lost his job and was suffering from medical ailments. Green is also said to have believed that the federal government may have been targeting him with mind control. Let's catch up now with Simon Marks, who is in Washington, D.C. for us. Simon, what other details do you have? I mean, the immediate thing that strikes us is the authorities say this doesn't appear to be linked with terrorism.
Yeah, they've been at pains, Christine, all afternoon here and into the evening to stress that they are in the very preliminary stages of this investigation. There was a real sense of drama as all of this unfolded at lunchtime on Friday. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, was in the middle of her briefing when reporters interrupted her to tell her about the events on Capitol Hill. They were getting alerts, of course, on their telephones. She terminated the briefing and departed the podium to go and get more details, having assured everyone that President Biden was safe and was about to land at Camp David for the Easter weekend. This car plowed into two Capitol Hill police officers and then tried to force its way through a security barrier. The car must have been traveling at speed because you can see the damage that has been done to it. The bonnet of the car absolutely buckled. The airbags appeared to have inflated. And the suspect then got out of the car with a knife and proceeded to lunge at the police officers. Now, given what we know about his Facebook postings, it's very hard to know what the motivation is. On the one hand, he professes to be a follower of Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam. On another hand, he has complained in recent days about losing his job, and there were the other postings that suggested some kind of mental disturbance may have been at the heart of all of this. But the police say, look, we didn't know him. He wasn't on our records. We don't believe that this was an attempt to attack or harm any particular member of Congress. We don't think it was terrorism, and we don't think that there is an ongoing threat to Capitol Hill. So the security alert there has been relaxed as those investigations can continue. But a real sense of heartbreaking reaction to this from leaders in government, Democrats and Republicans alike, coming so soon, just 3 months after the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th that also left one Capitol police officer dead. It's been a dreadful few weeks for the police force that guards the Capitol compound.
Simon, looking at the security protocol, their response to this unexpected incident, by the sounds of it, do you think the lessons were from the January the 6th incident, those lessons were learned and put in place?
Well, we're going to be seeing a big inquiry into that because the driver, the car, the suspect would not have been able to get to the barricade that he smashed into just a matter of days ago, because at that point it was still behind a non-scalable perimeter fence topped with razor wire. And the decision was taken to dismantle that section of fence literally just a few days ago. So I think that we're about to witness a real inquiry into what kind of permanent security arrangements are needed around that building, with some voices already in Congress suggesting that it's time to put that fence back up because of the ongoing threat to the building. There were fears, of course, after January the 6th, that the fence would become a permanent disfiguring scar on Washington, D.C.'s landscape. Then there were hopes in the last few days that perhaps the threat level had diminished. Now, I think we're about to see the beginning of a big inquiry into what kind of long-term security arrangements are needed. Notable, however, that hundreds of National Guard troops immediately took up positions around the U.S. Capitol building and sealed it off from the rest of Washington, D.C. in the immediate aftermath of that. That in and of itself, a reminder that the National Guard is still deployed here and has been in substantial numbers since the insurrection of January the 6th.
Those are still tragic details in Washington, D.C. Simon Marks, many thanks for all those details.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.